Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. NLRB member William Emanuel violated President Donald Trump's ethics pledge when he participated in a December case involving a client of his former law firm, according to an Office of Inspector General report. The 11-page report by IG David Berry chastised Emanuel for carelessness, but acquitted the former management side attorney of the most serious charge, lying to Congress or the OIG about whether he was aware of a possible conflict of interest. New data shows that nearly 40% of adults in America were obese in 2015 and 2016, a sharp increase from a decade earlier, federal health officials report. Since 1854, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the United States has had 33 recessions. It has now been 105 months since the last one. If the economy manages to expand for 16 more months, the U.S. will have set a record. A 2016 study found that about 22% of people 65 and older either are childless or have children who are not in contact. A whistleblower says that the Leave campaign in Britain, prompting the exit from the European Union, used a digital firm to skirt $900,000 in spending in violation of campaign spending limits. Cotton Plant, Arkansas is reacting with excitement to being one of the cities where a licensed marijuana grower is looking to operate and provide up to 150 jobs. The same could be said of McKeesport and Newcastle, Pennsylvania, in that state, and other communities embracing this newly legalized industry for some applications. In a case brought by the EEO, the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that any job discrimination on the basis of transgender status is sex discrimination, and that employers cannot claim an exemption from the law based on religious objections. The March for Our Lives drew several hundred thousand, perhaps a million, to Washington, D.C., demanding gun control, and also involved 800 sibling marches around the country and in other countries. Organizers said there were marches in 390 of 435 congressional districts. The Edo region of Nigeria has become notorious as a hub for sexual exploitation. According to the UN, over 90% of the thousands of women taken from Nigeria to Europe to work as prostitutes are coming from Edo. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.